Welcome.
And we all know each other. Unless the committee secretary, if they are visitors, whoever you can introduce them to us. We have visitors.
Thank you, Chairperson. We've got one important visitor from the Office of Auditor General. With the permission of the Chairperson, I will allow those visitors to introduce themselves to the members.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Gabelo Makit. I'm in the Parliamentary Office of the Auditor General.
From the committee section, it's important that we know our committee section. Who are they?
Good morning, my name is Bradley Fulion. I'm committee support staff in the committee section.
Morning, Siki Walaza, I'm the committee assistant.
Good morning, my name is Lastman Tranik, I'm from Sauga.
Morning, my name is Tatiana Gordon, I'm from PMG.
Thank you, welcome our committee staff, PMG, Auditor General, honorable members. You are welcome. And tomorrow we're debating. Before I start, I just want 1 minute of your attention so that maybe you may reflect and assist. Salga is participating tomorrow in debate. And I was called by the Office of Salga that they are vacuum. But constitutionally, Salga has not yet went to a conference. What does it imply? It implies constitutionally, Masondo is still a chairperson of Salga. But technically, Masondo is not a council. So my advice is that I think we need to follow what the Constitution says. If the Constitution says there is a person in a structure, that person exists, can debate. Can you advise if I was wrong or right?
I think that you are right, Chair. There is a person currently. There can't be a vacuum in that thing. And I think that you are right to give space to the current person that is still there.
Mm-hmm.
No, Chair, we agree. That should be the procedure.
Thank you very much. Then let's go to our agenda. our agenda has got about 7 items. Opening and welcome, consideration of adoption, committee report, auditor general workshop, vote cocktail, vote DPSA, minutes and midterm. But however, the midterm has not yet went to a management. Maybe if we could have time tomorrow morning, management sit and ask our sister committee. Is it our sister or brother committee?
Nephew.
to give us a slot tomorrow. Maybe the same can go to the minutes because they are not yet edited. They should be editing them and tomorrow also we deal with minutes and
third midterm with your permission.
So point 5 and 4 and 5 we'll be dealing with that tomorrow.
Yeah. That's my
okay.
Yeah.
It's 4 and 5.
5 and
5. And 5. Mr. Chair, thank you for the opportunity. I'm not sure if it's the appropriate time to speak about this, but tomorrow we are going to debate the two departments, corporate governments and the department governments. You know, the information that we have received is so vague, and they say this is the money that they use. And we do not receive fundamental feedback about performance management of the previous year, so that you can judge we must put more money into all these goals and goals and goals. Where are we going with the goals? So, yes, it is so, but maybe we must consider at a later stage, not today because it's too late in any case, how we are going to get more tangible information out of departments to see if they really perform, because it's a lot of money running around and a lot of goals and strategic issues, but we are looking for the plans and the outputs, and I don't think I'm not seeing it. Maybe I'm missing it.
Can you pack that and raise it as we deal with these items? So when we are in debate, then that's one of the expressions that you need to, and then we deal with it there or note it there.
No, thank you, sir. I also want to come in there, but as you said, we must pack it. I'll come in later.
Yeah, because there is an item about it.
Okay.
I think it would be proper to raise it there. But however, what he raised is what I told him. If you remember when they were there, I was so a bit firm on them, on what they say. I raised it very, very clear. Honorable Matila was also there on them. But what is it? I think we debated, but however, we endorse their presentation. But let's also note it. But also as we debate tomorrow, those who will be debating, this issue must come out. It's about the very same essence of the debate. Okay. So can we go to report that? Oh, opening and welcome. I let me take this opportunity to welcome members in the meeting after hot elections. And as a chairperson, congratulate all the parties that participate in those democratic local government elections, and congratulate those who are in municipalities for the first time, if there are those who are first newcomers like New Freedom Party and others, we welcome and we congratulate them, hoping that their presence will enhance, particularly in our level, local government developmental state, and ensure that municipalities are strengthened to deliver service. We would hope that various experience of political parties will also make sure that they enhance the very same committee we find ourselves in, to be able to make oversight without fear or favor. So these are just few remarks that I would want to make. Thank you very much. Let's go to, or before we go there, as a committee, on we need to note the passing on of our veteran, of the mother of the nation, Mama Susulu, who will be buried on Saturday. I believe it's relevant to say it, because some of us, we sit here as a result of their contribution, their sweat. And may her spirit rest in peace. Mm. I believe the chairperson will make the necessary reflection at the House, but at the committee level, we need to do that. Thank you. Honorable Kun?
No, thank you, Honorable Chair. There will be opportunities tomorrow in the House to make statements we won't have motions tomorrow, and no one must make a motion today, even in the House, concerning Mama Sisulu. We'll have all parties and people will have to make statements tomorrow. There will be a 30-minute being given in the House tomorrow to make their statements to contribute to Mama Sisulu.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Maybe, Chair, also to congratulate you on the on your achievements, Chair, because for the first time we're meeting, and you have developed further, and I'm just saying, as a committee, want to also congratulate you on your new achievements. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Honourable.
That was not my point, but let the honourable member say what is your achievement, because we are in the dark about the achievement, Chair. And then I will come to my point.
No, Chair, for you having graduated to a master's degree. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Well done, well done, well done.
No,
my time,
Chair. Yeah.
Chair, I wanted to clap hands, but for the right thing. That's why I said the honourable member must tell us. Now, I also want to congratulate you. It is a clear indication to some of us that you are not too old to further your studies. And that's an encouragement to all of us in this house. That especially this young chap here who's sitting here, that he has an example, very good example, that a person will never say that he is. But Chairperson, let me come to the first point that you raised. I will propose that we rise on a moment of silent prayers for Mama Sisulu.
Thank you very much. Let's now get to business. We have just three items to deal with. I'll ask the Secretary to lead us on the first one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, with your permission, let me just...
Thank you. The first one there is Auditor General on Consolidated Local Government 2009-10 audit outcome on municipalities. And I've realized I don't know what your files. My file here is a bit haphazard. The others are in the middle. They are not according to the way they are there. You will have to search for a report. There are no pages. The report of the Auditor General.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. Okay. If we could all go there. Are we having that? Thank you very much. Secretary requested me to be a secretary. Thank you. Honorable members, who would remember that we once took a decision that we need a joint workshop with provincial legislature, Auditor General, and all other relevant stakeholders. House chairs, and I think Sarga was also there to deal with issues of audit collectively. And the workshop was held. I might not be at this moment present a workshop precisely because members were participants in that workshop. But the main purpose and objective was to get that presentation so that as honorable members were able to be equipped with an understanding of which areas are we going to touch as we make our oversight visits. Ours as a committee of local government, you know, our oversight is very, very broad. It's not only question of service delivery. Even on issues of money, we need to do those things. And that workshop was done province by province, and members were able to engage. As I said, the participant there was our committee, NCOP House Chairperson and Oversight, NCOP House Chairperson and Comparative Governance, Chairpersons of Standing Committees were there, Public Account Committees in the Provincial Legislature, the Auditor General and Official from the Department of Cooperative Government and Territorial Affairs. Salga was there also. In terms of what was presented, we received a report by the presenter from the Office of Auditor General, national level and at various provinces in terms of how municipalities are performing in those various provinces. Looking in the main, I think everyone was interested on which municipalities has got disclaimers, qualifications, unqualified with matters, and qualified and unqualified with clean record. And if you remember, very few municipalities got, I don't know how, whether they were three or four, clean records. And the state was that generally, in terms of the financial movement in the country at municipal level, it is as if we might say there is a beginning to be aware by municipalities that they must play by the rules, in the remarks of the Auditor General. However, that does not necessarily mean that there is a widespread improvement. But in terms of moving towards compliance, there is a bit of a movement towards it. And therefore, the presentation, indeed, as I said, was to equip the honorable members to be able to use the presentation and make visit where there is a need to go and verify or to go and check. Remember, behind this, the implication of non-compliance differ in many forms: corruption, fraud, and many other things. And therefore, because we are public representatives, we need to prevent that by going to oversight or by also checking what has been done by the department in terms of peculiarity of a particular challenge in a particular municipality or a province.
Yes,
so that was the main thing. And also the question of
Chair, if you can allow me, I just want to raise a concern here. And that is, prior to the elections, we went with the high speed to approve the amendment of the bill that's regulating municipalities, the System Act. And there were a lot of important aspects, like people who have been found guilty for corruption not to be redeployed, and there's a lot of control measures in the new law that we all supported. But as this law has not been assented yet by the president, people there on the ground are still doing just what they want because the law has not been assented. So what the implications is that some illegal actions are taking place, and you cannot reverse the law to the date of the election. It can only be implemented from the day of assent. So, you know, we've missed the opportunity at this stage, and I think we should really ask the Auditor General to take cognizance of this fact, that we approved the bill, it's not implemented yet, and the municipality is going to run on the old fashion as previously before we amended the law. Just a concern.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable. Benefit is that when the president is speaking, it must not be interrupted until he says, now is your time to speak. On a more lighter note, I was just, I think it's important that we'll come to that one. It's very important thing that you have raised, and we have it, it will come to that one. Yeah. How do we take it forward? So I just wanted to take members on board in terms of what happened that day, so that when we look at the resolutions, recommendations, you are able to have an approval, because I'm avoiding a situation wherein I read, topic by topic and all sorts of things when we participate. So recommendations were made, and one or two resolutions were taken there. So then I would request members to, with that background, that I was trying to make an overview on, request members to allow me to take them to a recommendation so that we're able to first and foremost note or approve the report. The recommendation on this are on page 4. Are we all there?
No.
The CEDEC Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, in collaboration with the standing committees and provincial legislators, should, after 2011 local government election, develop a coordinated oversight action plan to address areas which require intervention in municipalities and municipal entities. 6.2, the oversight action plan should focus on areas such as supply chain management, predetermined objectives, financial management, turnaround plan, IT control, human resource management, municipalities under administration, use of consultants and governance structures. These were identified in the audit outcome as areas needing attention. And then on the other page is a resolution on 7. The CEDEC Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs should, during mid-June 2011, coordinate in collaboration with standing committees in the provincial legislatures a follow-up workshop on the final consolidated report on 2009-10 audit outcome in municipalities with the Auditor General. The Select Committee on Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs should, after the mid-June workshop, on the final outcome audit, call on the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, the National Treasury and South African Local Government Association to table the operational plan in response to Auditor General's outcome, audit outcome. That's where we are, and then I'll request the member to express. But first and foremost, can we deal? Okay, let's express this thing and deal with the issue of the system amendment. Honorable Kuna.
Chair, thank you for this opportunity. Seeing that there are recommendations that what we want as the committee, I think, Chair, we must work this time on our recommendations. We must take this thing, the recommendations, very seriously. And then we must go to the resolutions as well. Those are the two issues, Chair, that as a committee, we can sit here this morning and discuss all the things that you want to discuss. It's not going to assist us. We must look, there's a recommendation that we've made. We must get to that recommendation, and then we must get to the resolutions. We are already in June. The resolution said in mid-June 2011. So in other words, Chair, the onus is now on the chairperson, and the secretary, the chairperson, to go and check a date, contact the departments and the people that we need to meet with, so that we can see to the recommendations are being implemented. So
Let me just say, Chair, I fully agree with the recommendation, 100%, because the recommendation is assisting us in doing our job properly. The other thing is that through the recommendations, if we are going to have this and take the resolutions in account, as Honorable Bailey has just said, then we will see the tangible outputs of the money. Then we will see these things, how far has these people has come so far. Because there was something that the Auditor General put to us as a committee and as a government. And we've got the responsibility to see to it that the money of the government must be spent well. And we don't only need them to come and show us on paper. No, this is what we do. We must go out and see, have you really done this? And Chair, my proposal would be, let us work on our recommendations and see to it that the resolutions takes place. We are already in a week's time, we'll be in mid-June. So we need to get as soon as possible a date to do these things. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Matthew? Honorable Bloom?
Yes. No, Chair, I think we agree with the resolutions. I think what we, and the recommendations, this is the problem we are faced with. Chair, remember when we took Parliament to Limpopo, the Secretary of Parliament, when we came with a specific resolution there to deal with some of the issues we are raising here, you know, the Secretary of Parliament refused. You know, remember there was a serious fight in Polokwane, you know, and that would have assisted us to avoid some of these issues that are raised here. The second area, Chair, is by now I thought we should have had a plan of implementing these resolutions. Mm. You see, if we don't have a program around how are we going to implement these resolutions, then the problem that you are raising will then surface. Mm. Because we might take resolutions and not implement them. You see,
yeah.
That's where my problem is. And it goes back to what Honorable Benefeld has indicated. No, we rush through a process. Mm. And as soon as we have concluded, that bill is not implemented, you see. Now, we need to be careful as to what is it that we are doing. But as it stands, Chair, I want to endorse that we we adopt this specific report and then come up with a plan of moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't want to repeat what my two colleagues have said, but you see, I think that the report, especially in the resolutions, is short of time frames. We are not putting time frames in here. Mid-June, I don't think personally it's practical to do this. That is my first point. I think that we must, as a committee, must put time frames in reports like this. The second one, Chair, it's on page 4. 6.2, the oversight action. You see, it is raised here, municipalities under administration. I want to ask you as the Chair, what are we going to do? What is the law saying? Seeing that there is now new municipalities, new councillors in that administration. I just want to understand that issue. Municipalities under administration.
Thank you, Honorable Kuna.
Sorry, Chair, there's something I forgot. This recommendation is it? We must first adopt the report, and then we will send it to the department. Is that how we're going to do it?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, with regard to the committee's resolution. In terms of parliamentary procedure, once the House has approved a committee report, the office of the House Chairperson, Honorable Mashangu, communicates the committee report to a specific department. With regard to this one, the committee report, including recommendation, will be communicated to the Office of Auditor General. But from our side, proactively, we'll be communicating with the Office of Auditor General to share the content of the report.
Maybe... To just be specific,
once ourselves are satisfied that the report is fine, we can take any matter for oversight. If we believe that this thing needs oversight, make application. So everything can be acted upon in terms of the committee program. And once that committee program is approved, then we go on. The other issue is that, generally remember, honorable members, we have approved a plan of this committee that we are going to take 2 municipalities per province on proactive oversight, not on Section 139. If you remember that thing. Amongst others, that visit has to be informed by some of the content of the workshop. And we have to be going, I don't know what was first due or towards somewhere. Unfortunately, the visit has been rejected. We are on top of these issues, but we were told, no, you can't go on. We are on plenaries. These are some of the dynamics that you must contend with. We're supposed to be, is it northwest or what? Yeah. But then it has been sort of rejected. Honorable
Chair, this morning at the WIPS meeting, there was agreement of all the parties that we cannot just sit in the NCOP reading reports and not going out and do oversight. And the feeling is that we must have 2 weeks per month of committees and 2 weeks of oversight. Otherwise, we are not achieving our goals. And I think we must remember one thing, and the Deputy President made it very clear, and that it's not the National Assembly responsible for oversight on provinces and municipalities. It's us, that we are there for that function. They must go and do the legislation about the issues, but I think we must really push from all parties and all our means that we have that we must go on the oversight. Otherwise, we are not going to achieve any changes in the municipality structures as we envisage, and it will be business for the next 5 years as usual.
Thank you very much for that information. And I'm sure Honorable will be aware that on our side, would always be disappointed by the powers that be, because we always be determined. As ever as 2009 and 10, we're moving. But now, it's like our program is now being suppressed. Honorable Kunda?
No, Chair, I just would like to say I agree with Honorable Bellet, who said this. It has been discussed this morning. And there's something that also came out after he's just left, is that the chairpersons and the House chairperson on oversight and the program chairperson, they will meet, because the problem now is because of the local government elections, the plenaries is stopping us. But I think after the votes are finished and after the constitutions period, I think there will be oversights in August, September, like nobody's business. You, as chairpersons, you will come together with the House chairperson oversight and the chairperson of the programming, because it is still unavailable, available for that. And we really full-heartedly agree. The NCOP represents the provinces, and it's our duty to go out there and see if this service delivery is happening and what is happening with the money of the government.
I think that is noted. Another bro, are you ready? Bro?
Yes. Thanks, Chair. Chair, the conclusion on the first paragraph, I think that the meeting also expressed a very serious concern about the workings or the activities of SALGA. SALGA is not bringing theirs into the whole thing, and I think it's short in that paragraph there. I think that we must include it there in that paragraph.
Yeah. No, Chair. I think I wanted to address the issue that has been raised by Member Bloom, but also, Chair, they were supposed
remember before we went into local government elections, the department indicated that there will be serious training for new councillors. I'm not sure as to whether that is happening or what is happening, because we need to check, you see, so that the issues that have been raised, for example, councils that were under administration, what is happening to their situation, what is their financial status now, how are they going to move forward, so that in terms of this resolution, we are able to can compare and check as to whether things are moving in as far as municipalities are concerned.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make a comment here. I'm aware of the fact that SALGA is embarking on training for councillors, what actually is happening. But in the Western Cape, I can just give feedback that there is a week in July, just after the constitutional period, that all councillors will be trained for a week by SALGA and municipal managers for supporting programs. Some municipalities has been already trained, so I think well, that is a point that we have already made previously. Here is the point in time that we must check on the MECs of local government by province. What have they done? Because they must take now responsibilities to do the training and empowerment of the municipalities in their areas. And not only SALGA. SALGA is representing the municipality. SALGA is not there to direct municipalities. That's the MEC's responsibility. And so that is very important what Honourable Matila said, that we must get feedback now where we stand with training and what was the responsibility of the MECs.
Thank you, Honourable. I think all those points that you are raising will be part of the truth of trade in terms of the committee going forward. Because this is the resolution and recommendation taken. And therefore, as we go forward meeting with the department, we are able to say, how far are you with this? How far are you with this? And taking note of the fact that I'm sure most of the municipalities this week might be completing constituting their council. And after constituting the council, I think the program of the department must start, both in the point of the MEC and the ministry. I think we'll be able to call them to check as to how far. And then I think we're done with this one. Can we reflect on the systems amendment? It's not on the agenda, but I think it's something that we need just 2 minutes on it. System amendment bill, which Honorable Bella said raised. Just a reflection. Is there anyone to say anything?
Yeah, not sure. I think we fully agree with what the Honorable Benefit has indicated. In actual fact, what is shocking in the Free State, somebody's been promoted to a higher municipality whilst he's been investigated. It's because, and some people, also in the Free State and the Northwest, have been promoted to provincial administrators, you know, which is a problem that, you know, we are not in any way going to make sure that the government is cleaned properly so that we operate correctly. Precisely because I'm aware that SALGA and some municipalities are opposing. They don't want the president to sign that legislation. Precisely because these people have got personal interests, because they know it's going to bite them, you know, which is a problem. And SALGA has been negotiating with the president around that specific area, you see, which is a problem.
No, it's SALGA support, it's not opposing. From the beginning until the end, it's SAMU. SAMU is
SAMU.
So that it doesn't go on the record. SALGA is fully supporting. You've raised your hand, Honorable?
No, Chair, all I wanted to say is that isn't there a mechanism where we can monitor this thing when it's been signed or whatever, so that this thing needs to be implemented then? Isn't there a way where this committee can find out how far is this thing? What is the delay in this thing? It's time, and Chair, I'm glad that when we are in the committee, we are not busy with politics, we are busy with the lives of our people of South Africa. And it is time, Chair, that we need to speak to the real issue. What is delaying the president or whoever are responsible to sign this thing? That's the first thing, because if we don't, we have taken a decision. We must follow up on our decisions and our recommendations. If we don't do that, we are failing the people out there. Because this is not about us. It's about the people that needs the services. It's about the people that needs to be taken care of. We can't keep on saying as a committee, select committee of local government, all right, we're waiting for that department, we're waiting for that department, we're waiting for that, we're waiting for that. We must take action. We must go out and find out what is wrong. Because we need to give answers to the people. All I want to say, the last thing, Chair, is that I fully agree with what Honorable Matile is saying. We can't promote person A knowing that person A has been under investigation. What are we saying to the people out there? We can't promote person C knowing that person C was involved in the issues that was not yet been resolved. I mean, we are giving a picture out there that we, as the government, we don't care. And I believe this committee really care about the people. Because this committee take the issues which the Auditor General giving to this committee, we take it very seriously. Because it's about our people. It's not about individuals. So, Chair, please, I would like the Secretary to find out, or is there ways or means to find out what is stopping us to go further? Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Chair, I'll observe what was said in the House the other day. You may say shut up or tula. It's the same thing, but it's my last word that I'm going to say. The fact is that the Deputy Minister said that this was on the table of the President and he's applying his mind. And it is a bit of an embarrassment for the Department because they press for this whole issue, but I don't think we can do more as it's on the President's office. Nobody can force him to sign it. So I think that we must respect his prerogative there, and hopefully on other levels they will discuss it with the President, but this is a matter of urgency. I agree with that one. Thank you, sir.
I would suggest this is a political matter.
Yeah.
That honorable, when they debate, they must raise this matter. It's a political statement. It must be made.
Okay.
Because at our level, we can't go beyond that.
Okay.
Once the House approves, it's a parliamentary matter. Maybe what we could do as a committee is just as a courtesy visit the office of the chairperson of the NSWP to say, this is what we are in terms of the act. Can you maybe engage the powers that be so that it comes? But even the House, they cannot go beyond and push the president to do what he thinks he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah, he may not. But yeah. I think that's where we are. And it's important, I think, what Benefield says. The Section 75 honorables would press Section SOP to say, pass this bill, it's urgent, what it must be implemented, we do that. But then that bill is suspended somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? And we took all the powers, all the time, everything, to make sure that we apply our mind. But where are we? Still parked somewhere. But I would all in all say you have done well because you have done your work. You have done your duty in terms of what the parliament wants. So it might be somebody with a particular power which might be slain, but there are also politics at that level that we need to note and understand. Maybe just a reflection. Some reject. It's two aspects. It doesn't reject the entire bill. It's only on two aspects. Where they're saying it encroaches on the right of individuals to participate politically. Section 57 manager. And also the ministers bargaining issues that when some bargains with Salga, minister must be informed. It's a lack of understanding. I think if those who would be engaging with some, if they could sit down and try to clarify that point, I don't see any difficulty because it does not encroach any rights. You just say, at a particular level, you choose. If you want to be a politician, be a politician. At that level, if you want to be a manager, be a manager. I think that is the essence of the bill. Precisely because of the experiences that we have met as we go through oversight in Section 139 and other sections, that there is this political conflict. I think that's where we are. So I think I would urge that members must also debate this matter. You know, various understanding. Raise it at the debating level and let's see whether it can assist in taking the matter forward.
Okay.
Thank you. Can we go to the next item? Budget vote on cooperative governance traditional affairs. Where is it?
The first one.
The resolutions. Are we agreeing that on the conclusion that we are going to insert a paragraph there that I have proposed?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Chair.
Yes.
Thanks, Chair.
Can we go on this one? Basically, this is the presentation we received from the department the other day. And the honorables, we had the opportunity to raise whatever we raised. And I think it's important to go to the observation because there is an important thing there which also needs our attention. And that it needs this attention as we did with the two bills 2009. The issue of Khoisan. It must be part of the action plan of the committee. As we deal with the matter going forward, I just wanted that it shouldn't escape. But also note that there is a concerned council that we are told hasn't met them, that there are a lot of politics within that institution. But it's not for us to discuss those things now. Can you go to the recommendations then? Page 7. In the interest of cooperative governance, the committee recommends to the National Council of Provinces that the Department of Cooperative Governance and Transitional should expedite the proposed legislation aimed at recognizing the Khoisan traditional leaders, okay, since the process has been delayed since 2003. Revitalize the disaster management unit to focus on risk management and the prevention of national disasters proactively. And table quarterly report to the National Council of Provinces on the implementation of such policy priority as well as challenges countered. Remember, Honorable, it was raised that the department did not give us in detail what did they do with the previous budget, where are we, what are outstanding, way forward. And this was raised vehemently in that. And I think as part of the recommendation, it was supposed to be part of that. That the department, the committee observed that the department did not detail what has happened previously, what is the status of now, what is it that they want to do with the current budget, other than to give us figures that the strategic 1.1 is so much, administration so much, whatever. But there were issues that we were engaging with the department on going matter. They were not raised. And we emphasized the point that there must be a dedicated budget for Section 139. I'm not sure whether, if we didn't raise it, it might have skipped my mind also, because we said we needed that budget precisely because as you go down, you go, you apply your intervention. And after applying your intervention, the administrator is stuck, no fund to take the intervention forward. The province has got no fund. The treasury doesn't come in because the treasury is tied to a particular regulation. And we said, no. I think next budget, the department must have a dedicated fund that seeks to unlock the challenges that brought about the intervention in a particular matter. But maybe it can be a matter of debate, but I thought something must be emphasized on that one. Honorable members, you can comment and express as you want. Honorable Batina?
Yeah. No, Chair, I think I agree with you. Unfortunately, we did not raise it as we are raising it now, today. But there's also an area, Chair. There was an issue around the Northern Cape that has been raised by Honorable Gundayi about the traditional office there, you see. And I don't see it reflected here because, you see, the department gave us the same response as they gave us in the previous meeting, you see. Because they said, no, they'll check on that matter and they'll come back to us. And in the last meeting, they did the same thing, you see. And we indicated that, no, it seems there's something wrong with the department there, you see. Maybe if it's raised here, we're able to can track it down and check as to whether the department has implemented what they promised to implement or not, you see. But if it's not here, it will be a new matter again. And that's why I'm saying, let's note that.
What is the issue?
It's an issue about, remember Gunda raised it about a person that is working and that is not being paid in the Northern Cape, in the of the traditional affairs office in the Northern Cape. That was the issue. Because it was raised twice and the department gave us the same answer in both meetings.
Yes, Chair, I raise it concerning it is sitting allowance for a certain member who has been recognized to sit in as a precautionary matter to assist the Khoisan people in the provincial traditional house. And that person, for the past 18 months, the last time he has spoken to them, the legislature gave him a story that now we have paid you 2,500 rand a month as a contractor. He never received the 2,500 rand. He went to the bank, he take out his bank statement, he proved it to me. Fortunately, he's a friend of mine. He's the secretary of the Khoisan people nationally. He goes all over the world concerning the Khoisan people. His name is Colin Lowe. And I spoke to him over the weekend again. He asked me a question. He said to me, who is lying about the Khoisan people? The people that spoke on all of them, they are lying. There's nothing been done concerning the recognition. They didn't even receive a letter saying that, listen, we are busy with blah, blah, blah. As the department told us last week, they didn't even receive the letter that says, listen, this is how far we are with the law and recognition of you people and to make you the same. They did not even receive. They're still waiting for them for the past 3.5 years to come back to them. They never received anything. And if there's a person that is supposed to receive the thing, it would be Colin Lowe. Because he's traveling the world all over concerning the indigenous people and especially the Khoisan people. So my plea is, and I agree with Honorable Matila, we don't need to put his name in here. We need just to ask a question, our recommendation about concerning what is happening in the Northern Cape Provincial House of Traditional Leaders, concerning sitting allowances for certain people in that house, if we are allowed to do that. If not, we must just raise our concern concerning the Khoisan people in the Northern Cape, whatever they are. Thank you, Chair.
Maybe that's so that it shouldn't come back again and again. I think the commitment we got from the department
was that they are taking the matter, they will be reporting as we meet again. So that we don't put issues that are related to labor, dispute, technical salaries as a matter of program. But as a matter of program, it's about the Khoisana affairs generally.
Yes.
That we should put it. But this minor, they're not minor, it's important to an individual. So that we note it and move with the understanding that the department said they're going to investigate the matter of the individual. And the next meeting, they'll be giving us an answer. But however, it does not stop us to assign the secretariat to communicate, to phone, I don't know, the provincial house, or to also phone the department to say we have been asked by the committee to check with the department as to whether this matter has been, something like that. So that we don't,
But you see, the problem is the department had to come back for the second time and we ask the same question. And if we don't capture it somewhere else, that's going to be a problem because we won't get feedback from the department. And we are unable to raise it. Because if we adopt this particular report, the department will find a copy of this report so that they can also implement what they have promised to implement. Because I'm just saying, if somewhere else is not captured, it's a problem. If it can, we leave it out of the recommendations, but it must be captured in as far as the minutes are concerned in the report that these are the issues that have been raised. We don't quote the individual, but we say it's a problem in the Northern Cape, you see, so that we don't forget, we don't lose it at all. You see.
I agree with it. It's a one-sentence issue.
That the committee also express a concern about this matter. One sentence. So that it must be in the, and we are awaiting the response of the department.
Yes.
That is all. We are not going into details. But Chair, my further proposal on this matter would be, how is it for us to invite the Khoisan community to a meeting with this committee to come and express, because now it's Gunda who is bringing news to the committee. I'm not saying now, but it must be part of our program to also to invite the Khoisan community to a meeting with us, so that they must also come in and raise their concerns, whatever concerns they have.
Yes, Mrs. Thanks, Chair. Chair, I think I want to support this part. In fact, I'm supporting everything that has been said, but I'm interested to see the Khoisan people talking, for themselves. We meet with them, we hear from them, because I'm worried, because there's someone that I know who's in this Khoisan National Committee, usual comes here in Parliament, Jean Badges from Grahamstown.
Mm.
Now she's telling me other stories, and what I'm hearing from the department, I can't understand. And I said to him, honestly, what I think we need to do is to meet at this level. Even if the department is present or whatever way we can do it properly. But where we can hear from them, what is it really that is going on about the Khoisan issues? Because they are saying other issues, but the department is saying something else. Thank you, sir.
I think that is noted. But I'm still going to insist that we can't put that as a resolution of 2,500.
Yeah.
We rather pack it maybe in the background on the observation and all sorts of things. Precisely because I want us to be very, very legislative. You know, these details is when we speak and when we track. Like commitment that the department has made about this person, to me should be captured. That commitment that they are going to be following up with an individual person. Yes, it is a secretary. Then they were saying it's a traditional leader, something like that. But that must come there, that the department made the commitment to go and resolve the issue of a person. that has got the challenges of what do you call it? Is it wage? Is it stipends? I don't want us to be seen as if we are unions of people who doesn't get. No. We should be really confine ourselves really on what is a matter of principle. Even when we write as a matter of. No, I'm not going to allow Matira anymore. I just want to conclude it that way.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I thank you for putting it that way. I also didn't want it to be as a recommendation. I just wanted to bring it under the attention of this committee. I fully agree with Honorable Bloom and Honorable Nessie. Let's invite these people and speak to these people. Let these people tell us themselves what is their real concern. It will be a very, very, very good thing. You know, Chair, why I'm supporting that? Unfortunately, I was part of the discussions in 2008 and 2009. This thing of the Northern Cape issue, it was a big fight. The man that we are talking about, there were some people that didn't even want that man, and yet he is a true leader of this group. So all I'm saying, Jay, is that thank you for putting it there, even in the minutes. Thank you that we can meet these people so that we can hear from them, how we can assist them as a committee to be recognized. Thank you, Chair.
I think Honorable Kuda, right? You remember me and you gossiping about the matter. When we were dealing with the bills, I said, no, this is not the right time. Let the bills go on. The time will come, and this is the time. And then, lucky enough, we discovered even that there was an initial discussion, 2003. And therefore, now we are focused. Because you nearly spoiled our... No. We can't. The time will come, and now is the time. I think what we need to do, part of the problem of nation is to meet with coincidental traditional leaders. Whether it's the traditional council or whatever, part of ancient plan. But also remember that since there is coincidental council, where they're saying they fight, I don't know how to approach it, but we need to, with the department, of course, to need to approach it, that is that we want to meet all Kwesana structures, where they are structured, so that it's part of a hearing. We are not going to do anything. So we have an understanding, because when that legislation comes to us, we must be able to be informed on what are indigenous challenges in relation to the custom and tradition of the Kwesana people. I think if we approach it that way, then the committee won't have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Chair, I agree with you, but Chair, you must also note that in that briefing we had last week, it was also indicated to us that the House of Traditional Leadership is in disarray. That's what we were told in that specific meeting.
Yeah.
Also note, Chair, that when we met with all traditional leaders, when they came here and to the committee, they were complaining about how, the way they are being handled by the department. Remember, I think sometime last year, we met with them, I think next door. They were complaining that the department is not handling them correctly. And now we're told the chair is no longer there, there are these problems, there are infights and all those things. And I think it is important, whilst we are meeting with the Khoisanis, let us all meet with traditional leaders, so that we then understand the real problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the department is telling us this, we're getting something different from somewhere.
Let us do a proper job. That's my proposal. Let us not include everybody in one room. Let us meet the legitimate structure of the Khoisan group. After that, then we will call the traditional leaders, the structure, to hear, because the Khoisan people are having their own problems and their own concerns. I will propose, let's first call them, and after that, then we call the House of Traditional Leaders for us to
to tell them what this group has said. That is my proposal.
Some of these matters, especially when it comes to the culture, custom, traditional issues, as we deal with them, they are very emotive. We need to be courteous. Even as we raise and make our commitment to them, we need to be courteous and always be within the framework of law. If we can be very sentimental, we might find that we are embarrassing the parliament sometimes. And therefore, we need to be courteous. We are going to meet them. All the structures that exist, that are formal, we meet them. But eventually, we need the department and the house. Because if we meet the department separately, they will tell you this, the house tells you, they must talk in one place. Because it's the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. And therefore we say, no, we want all of you. Then we say, these are our issues. How far with this, how far with this, how far with this, how do you handle this? Tino would have to move. As long as we're objective, there's nothing to fear. Nothing. As long as we know that whatever we say is within the framework of policy, law, and whatever, there's nothing to fear. I think that we'll be able to conclude. We can even assist to make sure that the minister move fast in terms of the traditional council, the bill, whatever, Queensland Council bill, whatever. It is there. I think that will be the right approach. So that's where we are. So we are in agreement.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Can we then move next to the first one, the DPSA. DP, not DB. DPSA budget. I think there we are. We can't talk of the minister's overview. There is money that they presented to us that day. There are various strategic priorities, and they are there. I want us to go to some recommendations on page 8. Having considered and deliberated on the Department of Public Service and Administration strategic plan and budget vote, the committee recommends to the National Council of Provinces that the department should, one, provide the committee with progress reports on all municipalities that have failed to comply with the policy framework developed by the department, provide the committee with progress reports on the development of single public service bill, provide the committee with a comprehensive list of all the summits and conferences scheduled for 2011-2012 financial year to be hosted by the department, and provide the committee with progress report on a quarterly basis on the achievements made by the department in respect of its 2011-2012 midterm priority project program. The committee further recommends that the National Council of Provinces should approve the budget vote 11 of the Department of Public Service and Administration. Okay, there we are. We can raise Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, I will raise a fundamental principle issue. I have raised it last week in the meeting. You know, we are going to approve, I will support this one. I don't have any problem in supporting it. But we are not doing justice to the people who have sent us here, the voters. When we get an hour to debate such and to listen to such a very important and serious department that like DPSA, we don't have time really to scrutinize this thing. You know, DPSA it's the entire country, all the departments fall under this, and we must have more time to scrutinize this thing. You know, there's a lot of corruption
within the DPSA. For instance, they have set up now a anti-corruption unit in that. You know, last week we had a lot of people there coming, flying all the way from Pretoria, but most of them went back without saying anything to the committee. My plea is to the committee is that let us really put time aside. If it is a whole day, let us put a whole day for this department. We really are not doing justice to this department. That is my plea. I don't know where are we going to put it. Maybe in committee observations we can have a line there. But that is my feeling, Chair. I am not going to oppose this thing. But I'm saying that is my observation, that we didn't have enough time to scrutinize this thing properly.
And then that's noted. Any others?
Chair, I feel exactly as our honorable colleague. The fact is, I've studied a bit of the performance of the department in the past year regarding performance management and corruption and those things. I'll raise it tomorrow in the House. But I agree that this is really, it's a broad brush sweetener that they presented to us, and I think they've got good ideas. But what have they done in the past? And I think I'll elaborate on that tomorrow. But I think we'll also make still not sure if we are going to support this vote.
End of room. So we agree.
Yeah.
Remember, we also raised this matter that we do not pass budget for compliance, but budget must be passed. that we're in a catch-22 situation. Otherwise, there will be no movement. There will be no movement because this is the most important tool of various services of the country. But I think what is important is to raise the matter. What Broome says, I think, is very much important, not only to the department, to this committee. Because I think the secretariat concentrated too much on COCTA rather than DPSA. So we need to balance the engagement equally. I think if this week we have COCTA, the other week let's have DPSA. So that even in terms of oversight, let us not only oversee municipalities, the provinces only, but let's also go out, check this anti-corruption unit. There is this big in this department, how far, you know, let's do that. Let's balance it. I think from now on, we need to balance, as we call the briefings, let's equally have more time for DPS. Because it's like, we are treating it like a child. It's not serious. Man, what is serious is cocked. No. That is that serious. You see, the way security treat other departments, you could see balance. Police, correctional service, you see balance there. We must also do the same. You know, we shouldn't ignore it. I saw your head there.
Chair, I think I fully agree with you. In actual fact, we have not done our oversight work on this particular department. And they have a lot of entities, a lot of other structures, whereby we are not even sure what it is that they are doing. And I think it is important that in terms of our own program, we do proper oversight over this particular department. I agree with you, Chair.
And the issue that was raised by Broome, I think I observed it not only on this department, and other departments also, you'll find that the entire country is here. The entire department comes to the briefing, but we only listen to three people. I mean, that in terms of resources, you know, the resources can do something else. You know, I think we need to raise it general. You know, that what was that? But it's correctional service where it was so full, you know. In one of the, it was so full. It is now we have met the whole country.
And police.
Yeah.
Police.
and the police, all come. Maybe it's a strategy to intimidate the honorable not to talk to me. Because you can see that they've trained in, you know, if you say something and they say, give them instruction to say arrest, you'll be arrested on the spot. But I think that is important, that we need to note that and make sure that we raise it. I think I'm done. The most important thing is that tomorrow, as we debate, let's debate, let's raise this issue. Ministers will be there, and they must know that these issues, we see them, some of these issues, and let's raise them. It's a debate. When we debate is a battle of ideas. No one saves the other. As long as we are not saying issues that are not accepted in law. I think let's go and debate that way. I think we have done, as we said, tomorrow we will request Honorable Mufukeng just to give us maybe 5 minutes of the minutes and the program, isn't it? And that's a third program. Even though the House Chair said it must be there, yeah, we must approve it so that you present it before the 25th. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Honorable.
Honorable, I just want to point something for you. On page 2 of cooperative governments, there they've got the budget administration, policy research, governments, intergovernmental, disaster response management, everything. It's on page 2 of the, I'm just going back, but I just want to make a point. That's all. I'm not going to discuss the report that we have completed. Then, for example, the department says administration is 212 million rand. Policy research, but in every one of those budgets that they say disaster response management, there's an administrative fee as well. And so we must at a point in time ask them, if you get 220 million rand, how much of this money is going to administration and how much is going to the output? For example, in the Defence Force, at this stage, National Defence Force, there's a lot of money allocated for the maintenance of the Defence Force, for the facilities. But more than 60% is going to the Department of Works for Administration. Only 40% is reaching the maintenance portion of that. This kind of thing we must really scrutinize and see, do we get value for money, or are we here just to pay people to be in their offices? That's my point that I would raise. And I think when we do the oversight, this is the kind of issues that we need to raise. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable. That's an important point. And I think it's very much important. These are the issues that we're supposed to be raising when they are giving us the briefing. But unfortunately, you know, one other thing that I observed, but I don't know whether it's because of time. Well, briefing can be briefed by the HOD, DG, minister, deputy minister, whatever. But most of the time we are left with HODs or the deputies. And we don't have access to ask the minister about issues. Find that most of the issues that we raise, we will get the respond in writing. I think it must be raised, even though you can't change it, but you must raise it to say we would want to feel full presence of the minister or deputy minister on some of the issues that we need to raise. I'm sure you have observed what happened last week. All ministers were to go to their media briefings, what briefings, and there was a debate that side, and then they leave you with those officials, which is not against the law, but political issues that you raise here can't be answered, you know. I think as we make this plan to meet them, we need to emphasize to say, please, we want your time, the minister. When are you available? So that you are there for us.
Chair, also, I think we need to raise it sharply. Documentation to be given to us in time, so that we read, we are able to can question, you know. And in most cases, they'll come with the documents there. Some don't even give us those. They think they've given us documentation, you know, which is a problem, you know. And I think it is important if we get documents on time, we are able to can then deal with the issues as and I think we need to also raise that sharply to say, you know,
I think we're done. Can we adjourn until the next meeting? Thank you.
Gonna, 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 g